The lift makes a noise in the near distance behind me, causing me to spin on the spot with a jump, and I let out an alarmed sound like I've been punched in the stomach. I stop and observe the lift doors move together. I consider the option to make a run for it before they close, but I do nothing but stand and watch. The lift doors close, and I remain for a few more seconds before turning towards the object once again. As I get closer to the wall, I recognize a single white chair. It stands eerily on its own in the middle of the floor facing the wall. It has short wooden legs with a rounded back which circles round to the front to form armrests. On the wall there is a large TV screen, almost floor-to-ceiling size. It's the largest screen I've ever seen. I approach the chair. There's a significant part of me that wants to turn and leave immediately. It's all a bit too weird. Yes, I'm drawn to it like a magnet. This means something. But what? Placed on the seat of the chair is a black remote control. Before picking it up, I look around, perhaps to see if anyone was looking, or perhaps for the person who had placed it there. Back then, neither my actions or the situation is clear. I pick up the remote control and look at it in my hand. What the hell? On the remote control, there are only two buttons. One red button, labelled anger, and another green button, labelled sadness. Like some sort of habitual reflex, still fixated on the remote control in my hand, I sit in the chair without thought. After examining the remote control for a few more moments, I point it in the direction of the huge TV screen, within which all I can see at the moment is my own reflection, sitting alone in a white fabric chair within a vast white-walled room. I press the red button to see what happens. There's a flash within the middle of the screen which expands as the TV turns on. This is where it all starts. This is where everything changes.